That's everything.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait.
So she is doing our route, or are you just driving her there?
I mean, I guess I could do it.
Oh. Well, do you know where to drop her off? Somewhere outside of Ashburn?
No, I remember. I'll get the map. I know not to go to Boston.
I'm gonna miss you guys.
Well, your mom wanted to say it first.
And the house? The old Peeling house.
It's 90s built. 90s isn't old. Trust me. You're gonna see a lot of older stuff up there. A lot of... You know, if I was sending you there, if the archives didn't exist, it is unofficially a college town.
Dormer, no, you see the rates.
Oh, good point. I mean, but at least you'd be... I'm not saying you won't be. Technically a little safer. This isn't just some hike to get somewhere. Taking care of that piece of junk changed our lives, Terry.
Must have. But you don't have to commute. I'll just stay there.
But you have to get there. The drive to Ashburn takes an hour, if we were stopping there. The trail you're going on is at the first signpost for its own trail. Their historic trail. Not that this one isn't. We made a few markers in indissoluble paint. It also glows in the dark. Nobody told us if it was environment friendly or not. There's a quicker way if you find it. It's a little cavern between two yellow rocks. It still leads to the town, but unless you know how to navigate the tunnels. You know what? Just stay on the path. You'll get there. And when you make it, the first thing you go do is visit Matchy's. They serve the best coffee. Well, assuming you get there before 3. If not, go past it down Hornby Street. Find the education center at the outside of the park. Tell them we sent you. This is important. Because then they'll let you alone. And past the gate. If you see what seems to be the world's smallest train tunnel, you're there. But be careful. You won't be alone.
Hello? Hello?
Mysterious area of the Americas we call New England. In a vaguely historic college town, even more history is buried deep, deep in underground. In an archive holding answers to the story of America and the fantastical secrets of things you would call fantasy. No one has ever chosen to keep it safe. Until now. Join Terry as the youngest of the past keepers as she struggles with the challenges of our world and those in the Colvin Archives.
Can you hear me? Can you understand what I am saying? Far, very far, in the vast reams of the unknown, I hear
You skim among the airless nothingness. The darkness we cannot understand. But I do. I do think I understand you. I do not know you. I envy you.
I envy you.
Where am I? Take me back now.
Let me go. Let me go.
What's supposed to be here?
Let me go.
You have your own place. You're the only ones who know yourselves. I think I am.
San Imperando Beach, California, USA. Morning. 1970.
Mark. Start talking, will you?
Well, thanks for that. Well, no matter how long we say the world keeps on turning, it might have just stopped yesterday at a San Imperando military facility. That's right here near town. Sources say there was a sort of breach. There's an asset, a couple of assets were removed from the facility. One, cited by Ernst News, was a craft of some kind, not sure what it was meant for, towed around by a truck. The second asset hasn't been disclosed. That's up to speculation. Could be an animal, a mineral. Well, a mineral is most likely, according to reports.
Mineral.
Obviously, the base itself has avoided any questions regarding the breach.
Hey, lady.
Particularly if the...
This thing came cheap, but I'm treating it like one of the good antiques. Hands off. What are you doing on the beach this early, huh? Stay until midnight or something? What's your story? Go on. I won't tell anybody.
Is there any way I can get off this beach?
Walking?
What's the nearest public transport station?
In a hurry? What's happened to you?
I'm afraid that's none of your business.
Sorry. Well, where are you from? Britain? That coat seemed better days. So's that bob cut you got working for you.
Listen, if I demonstrate something, will you tell me the answer to my question?
Huh?
I show you something. You tell me where I want to go. You tell me where I want to go.
Oh. Okay.
Can't promise it'll work.
What's that gizmo? Was that a pager? Lady? What's she? I gotta get a...
Malfunctioning, but... Your turn.
You disappeared, you... Hey, if you can use that to disappear, why do you need me to tell you?
Can you tell me?
Nearest bus stop's half a mile down from here. Just keep walking down the street.
Thank you.
Weird. Hey, lady!
My name is Salas. That is my name. And unless I renounce that name for any reason, that is who I will always be. I can only hope you understand. Do try.
Out in our galaxy, far away, the universe's past did exceed anything we can ever know. But out there lies a place of research that cultivated some of the brightest minds ever seen. But only one can truly understand the space and its beyond. That is Salas.